Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Local Memo, Sochi's podcast where we focus on recent changes and updates in the local search space in order to help you prepare for the week ahead. I'm Dustin Hayes, Director of Brand Marketing and PR at Sochi, and I'm joined by my co-host, Damian Rawson, Sochi's Director of Market Insights. Thanks for joining us today. Now, let's jump into this week's memo.
Hello, in our first item for this week, Head of SEO at Shopify, Kevin Indig, has a post on LinkedIn that offers high-level analysis of the top 1,000 keywords by desktop search volume on Google. The keywords were sourced from Ahrefs. Indig finds that brands dominate the top 1,000 keywords, suggesting this means that the intent of many searchers is either to navigate to a brand website or a nearby brand location. These brands include digital, national, and multi-location brands. Among the top multi-location names in the list, I saw Subway, Planet Fitness, Whole Foods, Wingstop, Staples, LA Fitness, Jack in the Box, Spirit Halloween, Lowe's, Golden Corral, Wendy's, Starbucks, Harbor Freight, and Chase Bank, among others. This is from the sample that was showcased in the post itself. Local makes up a huge proportion of overall searches, making up 34% of the top 1,000 terms, according to an analysis by the team at Near Media, with food near me and restaurants near me ranking especially high. The Near Media stat includes the local brands cited above, as well as generic keywords and searches for local tools like Google Maps and DoorDash. The analysis finds that the proportion of local terms is roughly the same by volume as by count, suggesting that one-third of all desktop searches has local intent. The number of mobile searches with local intent is presumably higher. Many people today quote a stat sourced from Google that local searches make up 46% of all searches on desktop and mobile combined.
An internal memo leaked to The Verge reveals that Meta has plans to remake the Facebook newsfeed to add more content from outside the user's immediate network, taking a tip from the For You page on TikTok. Facebook's AI will recommend content based on the popularity of posts and their likelihood to appeal to the user, in addition to posts from a user's friend, groups, or followed pages. The memo calls this a balance between connected content and unconnected content. The Verge summarizes that the revised Facebook feed will be a more visual, video-heavy experience. Aside from these TikTok-inspired changes, Meta will make Messenger more prominent within Facebook, with clearer prompts to share via posts in private messages and a new inbox at the top right of the app screen, reversing the separation of the Facebook and Messenger apps that was done back in 2014.
Next, we have a post on Search Engine Land from Jason Tabling, offering an analysis of the online marketing strengths of outdoor clothing retailer The North Face. Tabling focuses on four key areas, including local search, organic rankings, branded search, and website optimization. On the local search side, Tabling notes that The North Face has built out strong Google business profiles in order to capture traffic from consumers seeking local products. He notes that despite the growth of e-commerce, 80% of sales still occur offline, making local search one of the top priorities for any digital marketing strategy. The North Face has filled out its Google profiles with rich information, augmented with ads that showcase the availability of specific products in local stores. Tabling finds that measured against four competitors, the North Face has the highest number of ranked organic keywords, demonstrating that they have built a firm foundation in on-site SEO that can be boosted by paid search efforts. On the paid side, the brand has well-organized campaigns with all keywords mapped to landing pages and site links directing traffic to specific product lines. All of these efforts work in harmony to form a powerful marketing strategy that can be a model for other multi-location brands.
Google is testing a new widget in GBP that measures overall profile strength. The widget appears at the top right of the tools for business owners and managers in the GBP search interface. Only a few users are seeing this widget for the time being, perhaps suggesting that an A/B test whereby Google is measuring whether it has an influence on profile completeness. Presumably, the widget is measuring how many fields are filled out in the business profile, similar to the Complete Your Business Profile widget that has appeared for some time on the Home tab in the GBP dashboard. Profile completeness is, as we know, the single most important factor for determining local ranking, according to the latest Local Search Ranking Factors report.
Next, users have spotted Google hiding the local pack in mobile search results under a new locations tab, where the local pack is hidden by default. An example shared by Kushal Berwani on Twitter shows the mobile search engine result for Tesla, the search term Tesla, with results showing from Wikipedia and YouTube in prominent positions, and a local pack with nearby Tesla dealers hidden under this new locations tab. With mobile search real estate at a premium, Google seems to be playing with the idea of making local results less prominent when it guesses that there's a stronger likelihood that the user is searching for a general term, but they still might appreciate seeing local results.
John Oliver's HBO series Last Week Tonight has a new episode that addresses the allegedly monopolistic practices of big tech companies. Oliver takes aim at Apple for the 30% cut the company takes of app fees and its iron grip on app installations via the App Store, noting that Google's Android platform at least permits app downloads outside the Play Store, even if few Android owners make use of the option. But most of the episode is focused on Google's dominance in search. Although back in 2004, the company claimed it wanted to get you out of Google and to the right place as fast as possible, today Google pushes tools like Maps and Google Flights to keep users on the platform. Oliver even cited the SparkToro study, notorious in our industry, that claims two-thirds of today's Google searches end without a click. Oliver also cites examples like featured snippets where Google borrows content from websites, discouraging users from clicking to learn more. Though he cites the difficulty of any anti-monopoly legislation passing Congress, especially given many legislators' ties to big tech, Oliver recalls our attention to the breakup of AT&T, which was ultimately beneficial for users who enjoyed more options and greater affordability due to increased competition. That's a wrap on this week's memo. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to check us out at meetsoshi.com and the Soshi blog, where you'll find more information about the topics we've covered here. You can also subscribe to the Local Memo on your favorite podcast service so you'll never miss an episode. I'm Dustin Hayes, along with Damian Rawlson, and we'll see you next week on the Local Memo.